to the Journal Coaching Podcast, where you can learn how to use intentional journaling as a self-coaching tool to create a full and flourishing life and business so that you can inspire and nourish others. So go grab your favorite drink and journal, and let's continue the conversation with your host and journaling coach, Nicole Annette. Hey friend, how are you today? Thank you for taking time to stop by and listen to this episode. I'm doing well. I've been in a state of transition, which is pretty good. And over here in the, Middle Eastern part of the U.S., we're experiencing fall. And so the change in seasons it's here, you know? And so I'm also experiencing transition in my life as well. My sons are both in school now. And so I have a little bit more free time throughout my day. And that's been really nourishing. I wasn't really sure what I was going to do with my free time, but I see that I have a lot going on. And not that my plate is so full, but I've really been able to structure my life and to create some meaningful systems in my life that will help support myself as well as my family. And so I feel really good about that. And just noticing the good. I'm noticing the good in my life even more. Noticing the good in people. I've noticed that when I feel bad or I feel a certain way, I check in with myself and I ask myself, you know, how can you change this perspective of this situation? Or how can you change your perspective of this person or their behaviors? And as I've been shifting perspectives in my own life and sharing a little bit about changing perspectives with you, I've really begun to focus on my thoughts and my beliefs, because that's where the change in perspective begins. And so it's been a good practice for me. And I hope that you found that changing your perspectives and looking at things in a different way has been supportive and helpful for you too. And so with that being said, we are on part 3 of the Change Your Perception series, or your perspective series. And in this episode, I want to share with you 3 ways that you can make your shift in perspective permanent. And so this is going to be a short conversation. But one thing I've noticed over the last few weeks is that it's easy to fall back into old patterns. And this is particularly true when it comes to the lenses through which we see our world. Our perspective is shaped by the various experiences that we've had to this point, and it makes it harder to shift perspective, but it's also a challenge. It's hard to make those perspectives stick. Again, it begins in our belief, and behavior change always begins in our minds first. And so before we can make a change in our behavior and actions, we have to first make those shifts in our thinking and in our beliefs, and then our perspectives can become permanent. So let's talk about that quickly, and let's talk about how we can make that happen. Number one, we briefly discussed this in more detail in the last episode, episode 2 of this series, and it's put your new insights into writing. So as you're doing your research about yourself, as you're doing reflection, as you're watching yourself and just gently taking notice of how you respond and how you interact with yourself and with your world, as you find and develop these new insights, I encourage you to put them into writing. If you think about your school days, and even maybe since you've been grown, when our teachers ask us to take notes, it's for a purpose. And one of the big reasons why this is encouraged is because it helps us to gain a deeper and more lasting understanding. And it also helps us retain the information better. It's the same reason why we may write down a grocery list. That helps me not forget groceries at home. So again, writing things down does create more permanency in your learning. So what does this mean for helping you maintain your shifting perspectives? If you want those mindsets to stick, I encourage you to keep a journal or some other form of written contact about a written account about what's happening in your life. Write down how you see things differently, even if you're not yet fully convinced that your perspectives are where you want to be. If they're shifting, that's good. Okay. They don't have to, it's not a good or bad. It's not like this perspective has to be in a certain place to be acceptable. No, it's your perspective, it's your thoughts, it's your beliefs. And so as you shift, we're just shifting to be able to support ourselves, to be able to feel better emotionally, to be able to increase the nourishment of our personal relationships. So that is why we're doing this work, to shift our perspectives in all of our life, every aspect of our life. So again, write down what changes for you and what new insights you're gaining. And this is really important if you want them to stick. You can write them on your phone, you can write them in a Word document on your computer, but you know me, personally, I think old-fashioned handwriting is the best. So that's why journals or workbooks work so well. There's just something about writing things on paper that just makes them more memorable and more real in our minds. So give it a try. A journal is a great tool to help you work through any issues you're facing as you're working to adapt to these new ways of looking at the world. All right, number two. Now that we've written down our insights, number two is review these written words regularly. So writing things down is great, but reflecting on them and reviewing them often is even better. So challenge yourself to set aside some weekly time or maybe monthly to read through the most important notes of your journal entries that you've made about shifting your perspectives. Okay. And these regular reviews, are great reminders to stick to the changes you're making, and it will help you stay motivated and inspired to focus on your why and change your habits and adjust your reactions and change your thinking in such a profound way. No, it's not necessarily an easy journey. It does take practice, but it is it's well worth it. And the journal can become your best friend along the way. Number three, be intentional about change until it becomes second nature. So last but not least, it does take time for any change or any new belief system or any habit to become second nature. And that's again why these written reminders are so important. You can also use little cues of encouragement, maybe written on a sticky note or index cards that you keep around the house or your car or your office. I do this, and this helps me a lot. The sticky notes always serve as reminders to be intentional about the change that I'm trying to make. So practice makes you consistent, not perfect. I love the word practice because it signifies consistent growth. And so we want to consistently choose actions that will support our new perspectives. And you won't always do this, and it's okay. But as long as we have our reminders, as long as we have the intention to cultivate a new perspective, to cultivate a new belief system, to cultivate the change in our lives, then if we continue to practice that, then they will come to fruition. So we don't want to overwhelm ourselves. Don't overwhelm yourself with trying to shift too much at one time. Start with reframing one thought or challenging one belief or embracing one new idea and just move forward from there. So I hope that these tips and strategies about shifting perspective have been interesting and inspiring and helpful. And above all, my intention with this podcast series is to open your eyes to the possibilities out there. Like, don't get stuck in a rock, in a rut, and don't feel like you're trapped by your circumstances, because you're not. There's always a way out if you begin to look for it and if you're not afraid to think outside the box. So at the end of the day, it's all about changing your perspective. And really, that's what growth is. That's what life is all about. As we mature in this life, as we become more wise, when we're doing that, our perspectives are changing, and that's okay. So if you enjoyed this series, share your insights with me over on Instagram at the Journal Coaching Co. Journal Coaching Co. Remember, the way you perceive your life makes all the difference. So go out there, look at the world with fresh eyes, and show up fully as yourself. I hope this served you in some way. And until next time, my friend, take good care. Hey, friend, does the life you live match the life you want? If not, it may be time for a little self-reflection. I've created a beautiful ebook and journal that will challenge you to live your one life on purpose. Visit www.letswriteforachange.com to download your self-reflection ebook today. I bet you'll love it. Until next time, take good care.